And welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Perhaps there's nothing more messy in politics than redistricting, especially in Utah, where the state legislature has the ultimate authority to redraw the boundaries for congressional districts, state school board, and even the legislature itself. But in Salt Lake County now, it's different after the county council decided a few years ago to have an independent commission redraw those boundaries after the 2010 census. Now the 7-member commission of Republicans, Democrats, and one independent has completed its work, and redistricting is now back in the hands of the county council to choose the final map. Joining me in the studio is Janice Rasmussen, a Republican who was chair of the redistricting commission. Janice, it's great to have you.
Good morning.
And we're also glad to have Salt Lake County Elections Director Scott Konopasek in the studio with us. Scott, it's great to have you as well.
Thank you.
Scott, when did the discussion first start for Salt Lake County to have an independent redistricting commission?
Some of the initial discussions began when the county last did redistricting in 2001. It was proposed at the time by one of the council members that the next time the county went through the redistricting process to do it differently. During the intervening years, an ordinance was drafted and promoted and was passed in 2010 mm-hmm. that created this new process.
And so beforehand, was it a similar process as the state legislature with the council drawing the boundaries itself?
Under Utah law, it's the legislative bodies that actually have the authority to establish the political boundaries. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean that they have to draw all the lines and make all the decisions. But from my understanding, and I wasn't here in 2001, that the process in Salt Lake County was very similar to the process going on currently at the state.
Was part of the reason for switching to this new system a response to what was happening with the legislature and the complaints that people saw coming in because of that, or not so much?
Like I said, I wasn't here when the initial discussions took place. However, I was involved in the redistricting process in 2001 mm-hmm. in another state. And having an independent body, an independent commission, make these kinds of recommendations and decisions is a very common practice across the country.
So how did the county go about picking the commission's members?
Actually, that's specified in the ordinance. The ordinance specifies a commission of 7 members mm-hmm. with 3 registered Democrats, 3 registered Republicans, and 1 unaffiliated or independent registered voter. And then there are, I think it required them to be registered voters, and it also required that they had not been serving in elected office for a 3-year period or had not been appointed to any political office in the previous 3 years.
And so is that part of making the commission then more independent, not having, people who recently have been politicians serving on it?
I believe that was the intent. Mm-hmm. I think it's difficult to take somebody's beliefs out of them, even if they're not in office. But that was the intent. And I think with our commission, the 2011 commission, I think we succeeded.
So how did you get involved in the redistricting effort then, Janice? Have you been active in politics previously? What made you want to join up?
Well, I've been active in politics as a volunteer and also as an elected official over many years. I served for 8 years as the mayor of Taylorsville. My name was Janice Auger at that time, and so Janice Rasmussen is a new name for me. And I had an interest in the county redistricting. I mentioned that one day to one of the council members, and he said, we'd be happy to consider your name. We've seen you work, and we'd love to see you participate. And I was appointed and been meeting with them.
So were you disappointed with the previous redistricting process at all? Was that part of the motivation to join?
Yes. I believe that the process is overly politicized when the people who have a vested interest make the decisions.
So when did this year's redistricting process start, Janice, and how did you go about gathering the information you needed on population and all the other important factors to redraw the boundaries?
That's really a very good question. We actually met for the first time in December of 2010 and began to establish a game plan of how we would go about making our decisions and also establishing a philosophy. We didn't actually have census data, which was required to make the decisions, until the end of March. And so for December, January, and February, and part of March, we were talking about some of the bad examples of previous redistricting, some of the good examples of previous redistricting, and also learning amongst ourselves what we felt was most important as we established a philosophy and some criteria.
And so you met with the public as well. How were you able to incorporate what you heard during those meetings into what you ultimately came up with?
To be honest, we encouraged public comment. We encouraged input from those who had an interest. I'm sorry to say that we didn't get as much interest as we hoped we would. I think that's partly because there's so much focus on the state redistricting that this flies below the radar a little bit. However, we encouraged it. We had a public comment portion in every one of our meetings. All of our meetings were open. We had a website where we kept records of the agendas and the minutes. We sent letters to the chairman of every community council letting them know that they would be heard if they wanted to bring us any of their concerns or any of their input. We sent those same letters to the mayor of every city in Salt Lake County, and we also invited the school districts to meet with us early before we began to even before we even had the data. There are three school districts that were also redistricted by this commission: Jordan, Canyons, and Granite. And those three school boards and superintendents came early on and told us what their concerns were and what their philosophies were, and those were all incorporated as we worked.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guests in the studio are Janice Rasmussen, the chair of Salt Lake County's Independent Redistricting Commission, and Scott Konopasek, who is elections director for Salt Lake County. So, Janice, was it pretty easy or difficult for the commission to reach an agreement on how to make these maps between the seven members when you do have the Republican-Democratic split? Was there bickering at some point? How did you come to an agreement on those?
I anticipated that it would be more controversial and perhaps maybe even divisive than it ever was. The basic philosophy of everyone on our commission was that we should be following the mandate of one man, one vote, and that the districts should be equitable and very fair. Any close vote that was ever held, and I think there were probably only two or three close votes, did not fall out on party lines, which I think is significant.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. And Scott, from what you observed of, you know, this whole process, what were your thoughts on it, you know, from start to finish and how smoothly it ran?
Having been part of a similar process in the past, that was much more energized and cantankerous based on partisan viewpoints. I was very surprised and pleased to see how well the members of this commission understood their charge, prepared themselves, and interacted with each other. It was always collegial. The members of the commission were always prepared and knowledgeable. They asked great questions of staff and of each other and had very good, lively discussions. And I think probably the most important thing was the quality of the membership of the commission. All of them understood what needed to happen. They understood why. They understood their role in the process. They understood redistricting and redistricting principles that have been accepted throughout the history of our country. And they sincerely worked to apply those principles to their work and to come up with three very different but plausible and acceptable recommendations for the county council to consider.
One thing Janice mentioned, Scott, is the disappointment that there wasn't a bit more public participation in the process. Is that disappointing to you as well?
Absolutely. We did have the capability of having the public log on to a redistricting tool online and to propose their own boundaries, very similar to the tool. And actually, it's exactly the same tool that the state has deployed. We reached out to the public and advertised it and made the URL available, and we really didn't get much input. Again, I concur with Janice. I think that the spotlight has been on the more dramatic redistricting efforts going on at the state, And also, Salt Lake County is kind of a unique animal in terms of the other counties in the state. We're the only county with a council form of government. So we are the only county that actually has to go through the redistricting process for its own legislative body. The other counties have three commissioners elected at large. So, again, it's kind of new to, I think, our citizens to understand that we have a form of government that does this, and then to understand that there's been an independent commission that's actually been doing the work.
Why is it important for people to be more involved, to not, you know, well, to look at the state redistricting process, but also to focus on county government as well? Do you think there's a perception out there that county government's too boring to, you know, take part in?
Well, there is a maxim that says the closer that the government is to the people, the more powerful the impact that it has on everyday life. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's very true, having been in local government nearly 20 years. But I think there's an inverse understanding of that by our citizens and voters. I think that the glamour of federal offices and state offices mm-hmm. Really blinds them to the important role that local government actually plays in their day-to-day life, not just county government, city government, schools, and the special districts that are out there running the utilities and the infrastructure that they pay for with their tax dollars.
Janice, let's come back to you. So earlier this week, the commission presented three different maps to the county council, which will ultimately choose one of them. So describe these three maps to me and how they differ in their approach to redistricting.
Well, basically, we established a philosophy for each map. Then we asked our staff, using the tool that Scott mentioned, to create a map that would be homogeneous to the philosophy. Mm-hmm. The first map, which is called Plan 1, is a map that changed the existing boundaries as little as possible. That was really the philosophy of that. Some fairly drastic changes were still required because almost all of the growth in Salt Lake County in the last 10 years has been in the southwest quadrant. Mm-hmm. Therefore, every district had to adjust to keep the evenness, the population within the deviation that we established for ourselves. And I might mention that in that particular map and in both of the other maps, our population deviation is very acceptable. The deviation is considerably below what would be expected by a court case, for example. Mm-hmm. The second map, we call it our communities of interest map. It largely follows jurisdictional boundaries of political subdivisions, so cities, community councils, so that people who have an intense local interest, as Scott mentioned, the government that's the closest to the people is the one that impacts them the most, so that the people in a city wouldn't be divided into several county districts. The current map, the map that they're operating under right now, has one city divided into four different county council districts, and that's not a happy thing for that city. They much prefer to have one or two. The third map, we call it compact and balanced. We basically created a north-south axis that ran through the county and then created three equally balanced districts on each side, and if you look at it, it immediately makes sense. I've used the term user-friendly because it makes that much sense if you look at it. There's not any irregular lines. There's pretty even perimeters, and we've used natural boundaries to create that division of six districts. But once again, it meets the population requirements and the ethnicity requirements and the other things that we have to think about.
Now, does that map also do a good job of keeping communities of interest together, or to make the lines neater, did you have to sacrifice that a bit?
We sacrificed it a little, so it's not quite as good as number two for communities of interest, but it's far better than the existing map.
Mm-hmm. This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. We're talking with Scott Konopasek, who is the elections director for Salt Lake County, and also Janice Rasmussen, who is the chair of the county's Independent Redistricting Commission. And Janice, as you know by now, one member of the county council, Republican David Wild, has expressed some disappointment that two of those maps you mentioned, the latter two, put two council members in the same district. They put him in the district of Councilwoman Janie Iwamoto, and now he's even saying that the commission didn't follow the guidelines that were set up for it. How are you responding to that? What's your reaction?
Well, I have a couple of responses. First of all, the ordinance that gave us the criteria, he's referring to the ordinance, and the criteria reads very specifically, boundary changes that remove existing council members from the district to which they were elected will be avoided where possible. Mm-hmm. We took that into consideration, but to accomplish all of the other requirements of the ordinance and all of the requirements of state law and all of the requirements of federal law, we felt that we needed to draw the line where we drew it. And to create a way to keep him in that in the district, Councilmember Wild in the district, would be exactly what another criteria of the ordinance says that we cannot do, and that is no boundary will be gerrymandered for the purpose of political advantage. And so I feel that we took the higher requirement out of the ordinance, not the one that says we do have a way out where it says where possible. The other thing that I would say is that our basic philosophy as an independent commission was that we could not consider anything that was political. To be independent means that you cannot include anything that's political. An incumbency is political. The third thing I would say is that I have heard from a lot of people ever since we approved our maps, since we voted on which map we would give our preference to. I've heard from reporters and neighbors and people who read the newspaper article, and I've even had a few anonymous messages left on my voicemail.
Wow.
But the only negative comments have been from people who have a vested interest.
Do you think it proves to some degree, though, that, you know, as great as the process might be and as independent it might be, you really can't please everybody?
Oh, I knew that. I knew that.
What do you think about that, Scott?
Well, the interesting thing about the ordinance that was set up was it was very specific about the duties of the commission and the expectations of the commission. However, the ordinance is totally silent on what the council is supposed to do upon receiving the recommendations of the commission. Typically, you would expect the council to be bound by some provision to accept one of the plans that were proposed. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it was the recommended plan. However, given that the silence of the county ordinance, it's entirely possible that the whole process and all the work of the commission could be set aside in favor of the council deciding to go back to the old way and drawing their own maps.
Well, that would probably be a pretty big disappointment for a lot of people if that were to happen. Do you think that's a flaw in the ordinance then?
I think the ordinance should be more specific about how the council responds to the work of the commission.
What do you think about that, Janice, and the fact that, you know, it's ultimately up to the council and not the commission to adopt the final boundaries? And like Scott said, they could set aside this work entirely.
I'm aware that they have the statutory authority to do that. They are the ones who will make the ultimate decision. I believe that they will use some rationale that they will state if they make changes to our maps. I believe that they will have a reason, and we'll hear what that reason is, and I don't know if I can say I'd be disappointed until I see the end of the process. I do know that we had an incredibly good commission. I don't know if we could have found seven people that would have been better than the ones we had.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we had a good process. I think we worked hard, and I think we have a good product.
Janice, let me ask you, having been involved in the county's redistricting, what your thoughts have been on the legislative process as it has played out this year. They've had several public meetings around the state, and many lawmakers have said the process has been, you know, as transparent and as open as ever, but certainly we're hearing a lot of complaints as well. What have been your thoughts as you've observed that?
Well, I think they haven't been as transparent as they could be because in opposition to the way we performed our work, they take public comment, but all of their deliberations are done in their own private meeting. Those meetings can be closed under the state law. Those meetings can be closed, and so they don't do their deliberations in public. Our commission had public input, but we also did all of our deliberations in an open meeting.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guests are Janice Rasmussen, the chair of Salt Lake County's Independent Redistricting Commission, and Salt Lake County Election Director Scott Konopasek. And Janice, one of the arguments we've heard from lawmakers against an independent redistricting commission on the state level, which has not been successful so far in efforts to establish it, is that no one's truly independent. When you appoint somebody to a commission, you know, the person is serving at the behest of those who appointed them. Does this commission prove otherwise?
I don't know if it proves otherwise because I can't get inside anybody else's head. But I will tell you what I have said to my personal friends and to people who've asked. I have been a registered Republican for a very long time. I've run for office as a Republican, and I've contributed for Republicans, and I've worked on campaigns for Republicans. I'm pretty much a Republican. And I had a decision to make when I was asked to be on this commission because I knew what the charge was. And I said to myself, if I can't remove those feelings to the extent that's possible, I mean to the fullest extent that's possible, I should say no to the appointment because the ordinance is expecting an independent commission. And so I think if people are honest with themselves and if they look at the criteria, they look at the numbers, they look at the lines, they listen to the public input, and they stay as objective as they know how to be, yes, I think it could be done.
What are your thoughts on that, Scott?
I think part of the objectivity has to do with the information that you look at as part of your decision-making process. One of the things that I think is extremely notable about this commission is when we as staff offer to provide them voter information and election information pertaining to the plans that had been proposed at the end of the process. Even at the end of the process, they were adamant and unanimous in saying, no, we don't want to look at that information. We've made our recommendations and created these plans based upon objective criteria, and that's what we want to stay with. And I think that right there is, at least in the case of this commission, an indication that they can be and actually are more objective than any elected person who is in a position to select their own voters.
Scott, I want to go back to the issue of civic participation that we were discussing earlier when it comes to the redistricting commission. We have municipal elections coming up this year for all the municipalities here in Salt Lake County. We have three city council elections here in Salt Lake City. Historically, it's always a very bad turnout. What are you hoping to see in this year's elections when it comes to that?
Well, you're right. We have a very low participation rate in our municipal elections. And typically in a primary election, we would expect anywhere between 8 and 20% participation of the eligible voters. As our number of vote-by-mail voters increases in the county, those numbers might go up just a little bit. But we have a tremendous lack of participation. And it's hard to know whether that lack of participation has to do with some personal shortcoming or moral failure of our voters or a lack of excitement generated by the candidates.
What are your thoughts on that, Janice, increasing civic participation in general as somebody who is mayor of Taylorsville yourself?
Well, you know, I've joked about that. I was mayor of Taylorsville for 8 years, and I think there were probably about 40% of the people who lived there who couldn't have picked me out of a lineup. It's unfortunate that people don't get more involved in their local politics. It's fascinating. The issues that come up are the ones that affect them every day. It's roads. It's getting their snow plowed in the morning when it's snowy. It's getting their garbage picked up. It's the barking dog. It's the neighborhood problems with, you know, the fence is on the wrong, the tree is on the wrong side of the fence. It's mm-hmm. it's all those kinds of things, and yet, for whatever reason, many, many people who pride themselves in never having missed a presidential election could probably say they never have voted in a city council election. The numbers are drastically different, and I think that in our city we tried to do some things to correct that and didn't see a lot of change. I don't know the answer.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. We've been speaking about Salt Lake County's Independent Redistricting Commission and how it differs from the process that they have up at the Utah Legislature. My guests in the studio have been Scott Konopasek, who's Elections Director for Salt Lake County. Scott, it's been great having you.
Thank you.
We're also pleased to have been joined by Janice Rasmussen, who is a Republican member of the county's Redistricting Commission and was chair of the commission as well. Janice, it's been great having your insight in this conversation, too.
Thank you.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. We will be right back.